I'm desiring that black Mercedes. I can't wait to get that black Mercedes. Oh, I want that. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, that Mercedes. Oh, yes, that Mercedes. And when you start having that burning desire for that black Mercedes, the intensity of the transmission that's coming out of your brain that you're broadcasting is very high, and the power is very high. And because you have a burning desire to get the black Mercedes, you're going to be thinking about it all the time. So the broadcast is very frequent. The duration of that broadcast is longer. Therefore, the black Mercedes should come right into your experience somehow. Now somebody says, but wait a minute. What if I can't afford a black Mercedes? Bingo, thank you very much. You're on the wrong side of the training balance scale. When your attitude's right, the facts don't count. Another way of saying it is, you don't need to know the how. Because the law of attraction will make it happen. How does the law of attraction make it happen? It basically will create and put into your life events and stances that you can't even imagine to create what you want. It will move mountains to put into your existence what you're asking for. The law of attraction has to work because it's a law. It works, period. So it will affect virtually hundreds of thousands of different variables and start shifting things around that you're not even aware of or thinking about to create a situation where a black Mercedes will be in your life. You don't have to know how. Think about a radar screen. Most people live their life looking at their radar screen, and they're looking at what they can see in the radar screen. And this is why people fail, because they base all of their decisions and beliefs on what they can see in the radar screen. We have $50,000 in credit card debt. How can I pay that off? I'm looking at my income, I'm looking at my expenses, I'm looking at my prospects for getting a new job or getting a raise. There's nothing. There's no way that I can pay off my credit card debt. It's impossible. All you're doing is you're looking at what you see on the radar screen. Now, if you imagine that the radar screen is this small screen, maybe about 3 inches in diameter, I also want you to imagine what's off the radar screen, what's outside of the screen. The screen can only see a 3-inch diameter. But I want you to imagine that there are 100 feet of additional area outside the radar screen. The actual area is 100-foot diameter. But you're only seeing a 3-inch diameter. You see, the vast majority of what is available is off your radar screen. You can't see it. You can't even imagine it. But once you start activating the law of attraction, everything outside the radar screen starts shifting and moving. There can be virtually hundreds of thousands, if not millions or billions or trillions, of variables that start moving and shifting because you have transmitted a vibration with power and intensity for a long duration. Everything starts shifting and everything starts happening and rushing toward you. What you want wants you. It has to, by law, start coming toward you. And what the universe will do, because of the law of attraction, is it will move mountains. It will create events and circumstances and put people in your life to make what you want happen. And it always is in methods and ways that you can't even imagine because it isn't on your radar screen. You can't even see it. So stop looking at the radar screen. This is the biggest problem people have. And this is why Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind of man can conceive, or whatever you desire, you can have it, as long as you believe you can have it. That's paraphrasing. His actual quote was, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. So, I mentioned that there was one thing that will stop the technique from working. So let's go back to the technique and I'll give you the blow. I'll tell you what's going to cause it to stop. The technique is you define your dream. You define what you want, black Mercedes. You get a burning desire for its achievement. You really want it, want it, want it. That allows you to transmit that frequency of black Mercedes with intensity and power. When you have a high desire, which means you want it, want it, want it, want it, want it, you will have a long duration of transmission. So where's the block? The block is, if you don't believe that you will get it, that stops it from coming in. Two reasons why. Because when you don't believe you will get it, the duration of the transmission won't be very frequent. And when you don't believe you will get that black Mercedes, the intensity and power of the transmission won't be very strong. And when you don't believe you'll get it, you are in actuality putting out a counteractive transmission, which is saying, black Mercedes, stay away. So you have intention, counter-intention, being broadcast simultaneously, and they neutralize each other, and the black Mercedes is coming, but being pushed away at the same time, and it isn't coming into your existence. Does this make sense? And somebody says, that's fine, that's good. Now, the question though is, how do I get the high desire, and how do I get the high belief? And I'm going to give you the answer. The answer is, as I started this session on, is your first goal is to feel good. You must use your feelings as your guide. You must use your feelings as your gauge. You must use your feelings as your scope. You must use your feelings to see if you are lining up. You must use your feelings to find out if you are in the sweet spot.